Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Rizzo. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Sewell. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Rip Sewell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Rizzo moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wehner tags and scores. Rizzo tags and moves to third. Vaughn tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman takes first base on ball four. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gleason. The throw from Mueller and he is safe. Gleason steals second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gleason. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Brubaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker strikes out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber strikes out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner strikes out. One out. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rizzo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. There goes Rizzo. The throw from Mancuso to Bartel, and Rizzo is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Hack reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Soor moves to second. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Soor moves to third. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Young applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Rip Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wehner. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Suhr fields the ball and throws to Sewell covering. Safe. Mancuso moves to third. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Mancuso. Bartel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bartel moves to third. Lee moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Bartel scores. Lee moves to third. Hack moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bill Swift now pitching. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rizzo hits a fly ball into right field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suhr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-2 in the game. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball towards right. Wehner catches it and throws home to Mueller, who relays to second to double up Mancuso. Cavaretta tags and scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brubaker hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rizzo. Herman reaches second base with a double. Hack scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Rizzo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-3 in the game. Marti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Heinie Maynish pinch hits for Bill Swift. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Rizzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rizzo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rizzo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marti. Rizzo reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rizzo scores. It's 5-3, Cubs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Suhr hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Bowman now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cavaretta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Brubaker hits a fly ball into right field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Jensen pinch hits for Ray Mueller. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.